Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show, and you are listening to episode number 75. And this is this was a fun episode to watch. I am not the host. As you know, soon after the first of the year, we went from my once a week launched every Monday episodes to a, we were at Wednesdays for a while. Now it's kind of the set day is Thursdays, where we launch a second episode every week. Unfortunately, this week I was just swamped. I didn't get a chance to get it up. So 75 is going up today, which is Friday. And those alternate episodes are either hosted by Sky Conwell when we record with musicians there at the Birdcage Saloon. We're trying to work Les Lyman into the mix. He's got a few long-form projects that he's working on. We're going to get those up as soon as possible. And a very regular guest host that's hosting today, Miss Danny Fisher, local artist and all-round activist in the artist community. She is sitting down at Granite Mountain Brewing on Cortez Street, where we recorded this episode. And that's a great place to go hang out. Check out the folks that work over there. We recorded, Danny and I sat down with their owner, Ms. Yamamoto, and their head brewer a few weeks back, and that's on milehighshow.com, so check it out. That was a lot of fun to record. But tonight, it is Danny Fisher along with some of the organizers and an artist from Chalk It Up Prescott, which is a fantastic festival that takes place April 16th and 17th of this year. It's the 8th annual Chalk It Up Prescott. All around the square, there's lots of stuff going on. The bulk of the event takes place at the National Bank of Arizona parking lot, 201 North Montezuma in Prescott. Again, April 16th and 17th. So sit back, enjoy Danny's conversation with Tina Blake, Tina Rochelle Blake, Annie Valiando, and Jeff Daverman. Listening to all the fun. We've got some opening music at their request by the Itals, I believe, some roots reggae. And then we're going to close it up just to keep in theme with Chalk Dust Torture by Phish. So sit back. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon. So for all your online shopping, and they do sell chalk there and all kinds of artist supplies. Use the Amazon link at milehighshow.com for all your online shopping needs. You click on that button right there on the homepage of milehighshow.com. It takes you to your Amazon login page like normal, but it lets Amazon know you got there through us. And we get a little piece back. We get a little thank you from Amazon. Right next to that Amazon link is audible.com. You click on that, it takes you to audible.com through our Mile High Show. And then on checkout, use the code Mile High. And what you get for that is one free audio download book. There's 180,000 different titles you can choose from. And a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audible.com by using the code MILEHIGH. The link is right there at milehighshow.com. And guess what? It's like they're paying you to steal. They're giving you the okay to steal because you get that free audio. You get that free audio download. You get a free 30-day trial. And guess what? At the end of 30 days, you don't like it, you just cancel it. No harm, no foul, no charge. But you get to keep that free audio download. Check out 180,000 titles on there, including some great audio books, drama, podcasts, all kinds of stuff on there. So check it out. The Amazon button at milehighshow.com and right next to it, the audible.com banner, where you use the code MILEHIGH and get your free audio download. Now sit back and enjoy episode 75 with Danny Fisher and the good folks from Prescott Chalk It Up.
Oh, feels about custom stickers.
Okay.
Ask her.
What right do you now? Feel about custom stickers?
They saved a lot of them.
Like, what was the one? How are we going to get sponsors
they really
when you drop the S bomb?
For Ghost Talk.
Oh.
All right, get all your cursing out of the way right now because we're starting. We're already recording. So, we're ready. Hi, this is Danny Fisher. You are dialing into the Mile High Show segment Kaleidoscope, where we interview creative people in your Tri-City, Quad City community in the Prescott area. Today, we're sitting at Granite Mountain Brewing on Cortez Street with Tina Rochelle Blake. Annie, what's your last name?
Annie Valiando.
Thank you for pronouncing it for me. And
no
Jeff Daverman. This is Danny Fisher, your host. For those of you just dialing in the first time, Mile High Show has been going on for a while with Matt Santos and interviewing artists and musicians in your community and getting a nice long story. It wasn't just about where you could find them, but more depth of their personality, how they grew up, what they think of their community, that kind of thing. So Kaleidoscope is, in a sense, to bring out your creative spirit. If you're already in a creative venue or outlet of art, music, drama, writing, or what have you, you can. What are you looking at, Matt?
That's Gary Ukra, I was going to say. That's
Gary
Ukra.
Wait,
what
he's
Wes
a drummer,
Williams
right?
says. Wes Williams, Gary Ukra.
No, he's a drummer.
I listened
correct?
To that interview. It
you
was a very good interview.
You should have seen Matt
yes.
Santos shiver when Gary walked in. Should I call him over here?
No, I'm going to go by.
You just. Yeah.
It's because you're a big fan, isn't it? Is that why?
He is.
You know, I meet people that are really out in the public eye, and it never bothers me. Like, I'm always friendly, and I don't feel intimidated. But Dale Chihuly is a glass-blowing artist, and I got to meet him. I got to go see him talk, and he does, like, 90-foot chandeliers out of glass.
He does the beautiful work in
Bellagio and
yes,
Desert
and
Botanical Garden.
Gardens. Oh, I wanted to go to that show so bad. I heard it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and he, at one point, Venice, he was waiting for the permit to put up a big chandelier-style thing floating over the water in Venice, and the permit was taking so long, too long, so in the middle of the night, he put it up, not telling anybody, and said, there you go, figure it out, and put one up. But when I got to meet him, I had three little books to get signed, and I walked up. I think it's how Matt feels about Gary, is I walked up, and I'm like, he's like, hi, how you doing? And I went, hi, you know, yeah. And ran away. Like, that was the only person that shook me.
Oh, Gary.
That's because he doesn't have his drum. If he had his drum, he wouldn't feel punchy.
Drink a beer.
Because he's punching the drum, man. Oh, anyway, back on track. This is Danny Fisher. This is Kaleidoscope. We're at Granite Mountain Brewing on 123 Cortez. I believe it's North Cortez. Yes, it is 123 North Cortez here, a little bit away across from the Raven here in downtown Prescott. Ever since I've been home, I moved home in April, I've been really fortunate not only to get great opportunities to work with other artists and musicians, but just to be able to be, Jeff, what did you call me, a conduit or a catalyst for the community?
You have been a terrific catalyst, and certainly has been great the last few months for you to be here, because you have really stirred things up here in town, and I think that's something that we all needed, and
I think
I really appreciate that.
I appreciate it, too. I think it's awesome that the people I meet, it's like a puzzle piece. And I meet people, and as soon as I meet them, I can't shut. And, you know, back east, too, I think when I had so much excitement and energy, I scared people. I don't know if they thought I was on drugs or, like, if I'm unbalanced. But when I get excited about something, I look people right in the eye, and I'm like, oh, you should go meet so-and-so, and you guys can do some business together. Ever since I've been home, this whole community has been really open to that. It's just one of those times where the world's changing.
We love that about you. We love that you're energetic, and you want to help people and change things and make things better and share.
So some of these people already know each other, and I forget how... it was about Chalk It Up, because in May we have the Chalk It Up event, which has been going on in Prescott for how many years?
It'll be 8 years. It'll be April 16th and 17th this year. It'll be our 8th annual Chalk It Up Festival.
Okay, and that's been going on for 8 years, and I think I inquired with you about Chalk It Up, and then I started understanding that you work at West Yavapai Guidance. And when I met you, I realized that Jeff and you have already done a ton of business together. And Jeff's mm-hmm. been an artist. Jeff Daverman has been an artist already at Chalk It Up and is his current sponsor this year. So this is just how it kind of happens. It's so amazing to watch. I was like, oh, you should meet this person. And And now here we are sitting here at Granite Mountain Brewing talking about the healing power of creativity and also Chalk It Up and some other events. And Tina, her daughter and my son are in a play together and they're acting. It's the Big Bad Musical. Yes. It's kind of like the Boy Who Cried Wolf. And my son's a shepherd. What part is your daughter?
I have one daughter that is the grandma and one that's Little Red Riding Hood.
Nice. I think, yeah, Ben's the shepherd. And yeah. They're doing an amazing job there.
And it's an interactive play where you actually decide whether the wolf is guilty. So that then they have three different scenarios. And depending on how the audience votes as the jury,
yeah,
they do that ending. So I think it's going to be neat for the children that are in that play to be able to grasp at different things based off of what they see with the audience. And
right, and this is at St. Luke's Episcopal Church near the airport and 89, and I think that's Willow Creek also. They have it right there. I think the opening date of that is May 12th. I'm not positive. But anyway, mm-hmm. Our kids play together. I had lunch with her at Gabby's Grill, and we talked about my part in helping West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, and then I found out she did Chalk It Up, and she's in the process of, they just got together an archery place in Prescott Valley. Do you want to tell me where that is and if it's open already?
It's Fusion Archery. It'll be opening up at Fusion of Movement on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. It's a Junior Olympic Archery Development Program for children. So we're helping children learn archery and participate in archery and become a club sport and compete. And I grew up with archery since I was 12. It was very beneficial and helped me all the way through college. And so I wanted to give something to this area for the youth in this area. And I've already got tons of inquiries and interest, and it's going to be opening this March, and I'm thrilled.
Excellent. So she does all these amazing things and completely works the creative spirit through people to help heal them, as well as her own family being immersed in it. But she has tried to tell me a few times that she's not an artist or that she's not that creative. So you're a people artist. And I just wanted to tell you that you're an amazing people artist. You work beauty on people. Sometimes if they're not sure they deserve it or not, you make sure they know.
Thank you. That is the biggest compliment I think I've ever heard. I like that, a people artist. I'm one of those people that appreciate the music. I appreciate the
art. I've seen her boogie into the cheektones.
I'm an appreciator of it. And I'm the reason why these wonderful people can create, because I just take that creative energy and go with it.
It's fantastic that you made it on the show, because obviously you have all these things going on, and I didn't even know about some of those things.
The archery thing's amazing,
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And she also brought her assistant. She said for moral support, but her assistant is also a people artist. She works with AmeriCorps, which is, I'm gathering AmeriCorps, from what I know of it, in the grants I worked with through doing pottery with teens or doing multi-generational things where teens worked with the elderly. It seemed like it was a lot of teens. Do you mostly work with youth?
I basically help Tina with whatever she needs help with. So we've worked with children through Ghost Talk, and I'm sure we'll see them at Chalk It Up as well. So I just help raise money, and some of it is for our children's programs. So we see the whole gamut of people.
Wonderful. So how do you use creativity at West Yavapai Guidance?
That's a great question. And West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation helped take on Chalk It Up last year, was our first year. Mm-hmm. And Chalk It Up had been going on for 7 years with this amazing group of community volunteers that just wanted to bring art to the area and provide something fun for the community. Yeah. And as things change and people grow, there was someone moving, someone was having a baby, someone was having medical problems. They just couldn't keep running it, and they needed a nonprofit to help take it over. And it was perfect for us because for mental health, part of that is finding yourself, finding your being creative, and distracting yourself from some of your problems. And I don't know about you, but if I'm dancing or I'm listening to music or I'm creating something beautiful, I feel that there's something bigger than myself and what I'm dealing with my problems. It's very, very healthy. And I like to, we just had a conversation today in the office about adult coloring. is all the rave right now.
Oh, yeah, you, the yeah. books with all the psychedelic mandalas. I think Jeff should create one because Jeff's big into mandalas and he also prints.
I mean, that's all the rave right now, and it gets you into a meditative state. And our society tends not to do that anymore with our cell phones and our computers and racing from here to there.
Yeah, lots of distractions.
Yeah, when do we take the time to sit down and relax? And it's a way to get us into that relaxive state of being. And I think that's so important with mental health. And I'm talking with people that have serious mental health, people that are dealing with addiction issues, children that are dealing with autism, all different gamuts of mental health. And it's so beneficial for them to be able to be creative. So it was a perfect fit.
Something important that you said, which I think I just talked to Jeff, like when he gave me the compliment that I was a catalyst for getting people together, I talked to him about my experience. I find that if I'm around negative people or people that are struggling and it's too much that I can't handle at the time, I find I tend to want to immerse myself in their problems. And as you said, would you agree or not agree that when someone is having issues, they could potentially take that route? I mean, we all help other people, you know, but maybe they might get overly immersed in someone else's issues to hide from their own. Best thing to do may be archery, music, paint, colored pencils.
Exactly.
Doodle with your pen. Write it out and burn it.
Hike outside.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It is. Get outside, do different things. And we're also in a society where a lot of us might be in a position where we're caregiving for someone else. You might have an elderly parent that you're helping to caregive for or some other issues. And you do take on a lot of those burdens of the people that you love. And finding healthy ways and outlets to release that is so beneficial, because if you don't take care of you,
you're going to have a problem.
You're not going to be able to help others.
No, it's that simple. And I struggle with, I have horses, beautiful horses, ready to be ridden. I tend to, even if I can't ride them, though, just go out and talk to them. Even if I'm not brushing them, go out and talk to them. So there's all kinds of ways. Dogs and pets are another way of doing
that. Are you the lady that I hear down the street talking to her horses?
Do you live in Chino?
No, I'm teasing, because my mom plays music for her horses.
Really?
Yeah. And she talks to him, and the neighbor, she used to go, "Hey, big boy," to one of her horses.
And the neighbor thought she was hitting on him.
Exactly. So I think Danny might have that scenario going on in her neighborhood.
Possibly. There's a lot of dog barking. There's a lot of music coming out of my house, and there's horses whinnying when the cars go by. Absolutely. So it is healing for people. You've got this great thing with Chalk Walk. And I know that you have an event coming also that I donated, and I'm in the process of making some more pieces, some artwork that gets raffled. And the way Tina explained it, you know, being an artist, you know, we love money, whether we want to admit it or not. We love getting money for our artwork. We also like to care about the community. It's in our nature. But, you know, we're always looking for sometimes high-end gigs, but also want to balance it with our soul, you know, giving back to the community. And I was like, well, are these going to a silent auction? Are these an auction? And she said she wanted to even make the artwork available for all people. So it's not just some high-end auction, which I'm not opposed to, but at West Yavapai Guidance, this event that's coming, what are the dates of that?
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we celebrate May each month, and we have about 20 different activities. But in addition, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic has been around for 50 years this year. And West Yavapai Guidance Clinic was a grassroots operation started by community members that said, we need to have mental health services for the people in our community. And so over those 50 years, it's evolved. Now we have over 350 employees. We service over 7,000 people each year. And we wanted to celebrate the 50th anniversary and Mental Health Awareness Month. And Dani had donating some of her artwork to be raffled off throughout the month at all these different events for support for community mental health, which is a wonderful thing to be able to support. And I like to say we support anything from birth to 99-year-olds. And we have free programs in the community. We have Medicaid programs. And we have some that we take insurance for. And we have the only psychiatric hospital in Yavapai County.
And she's not talking about just medication. She's not her area of expertise where she works is to not only bring awareness to mental health, but the funds that they raise are for the things unlike medication. You told me about a family that needed to keep their oil for their heater on during the winter because their father passed away or their grandfather passed away. They're the bills that even if you apply for a government assistance, they aren't going to be covered.
Right. They're the items we help fund, innovative programs, things that no one else will fund. If you have no insurance, you can come to us for 3 to 5 sessions for free and help you through some difficult times, which is wonderful. And we have over about 60 people each year that use that opportunity. In that example, we had a young child who was in the middle of the winter, rural Yavapai County, father died, didn't have money for a gas bill. Well, you can't use state dollars to pay for that gas bill, but as a foundation, we could come in and pay for that. And that having heat directly affects a child's mental well-being, physical well-being, overall well-being. And so we fill in the gaps where funding isn't available.
Right, and she's everywhere. I know she's had lunch with Melanie Benaya, another artist. I coordinated or offered that she meet Cecilia Jernigan from the new, it's Mortimer Farms now. It used to be Young's Farm because I know they are loving to have community and children come see them. And their price this year, I just wanted to say, for Mortimer Farms, they have a new park opening up. I believe it's February 12th, and it's a park that you can go all anytime and go pet the animals and do everything. It's $3 per person a day or $10 for the whole year. So you could pay $10 and you could take, you know, you whichever child you have.
We'll have a lot of children at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation that would love to do that.
Right. That's why I hooked you guys up. It just seems like a good thing. But she's everywhere talking to everyone, trying to see where she can bring mental health awareness. And that's why I call her a people artist. Before we get so much into Chalk It Up, can you tell me, which I'm so very interested in, is this is her creative process right here, the Archery Place in Prescott Valley. Tell me the address, if it has a website yet, and what your plans are there.
We have a Facebook page. If you look up Fusion Archery, it'll come up. We don't have a website quite yet. I'm working on some funding issues to get the funding available to get this started. But what's nice about this archery program is we'll have beginning, intermediate, and then we'll have a club team, and it's an opportunity for everybody to get involved. For Junior Olympic Archery, it's usually 8-year-olds to 21 years old for that program. But I'm also hoping to offer some classes for different groups and activities throughout the community that might want to come in and try it and have a couple classes that way.
Excellent, excellent. So I keep wanting to call it Chalk Walk because I ran a Chalk Walk in Pennsylvania, but it's Chalk It Up. Tell me, we're going to jump on the time machine and go back to when Jeff was the guest artist.
He probably knows more about Chalk It Up Prescott than I do because he's been involved in it for quite a long time.
I came in the second year. I didn't do it the first year, but I've been doing it since the second year. I've come down every single year.
And the Mural Mice started that originally?
I know that they were involved in the first few years.
Okay.
But really, it was started by a group of ladies, really, who just wanted to do something good for the community. And they really had their act together from the beginning.
Nice.
And I'm so thankful, you know, for their commitment to the community and seeing the value in this event and really making it something that every single year it was something to build on and grow, and it has. And so that's what's
powerful.
So exciting about it. And as Tina was saying a little earlier, it got to a point where the ladies, you know, needed to go down different paths. And so they were wondering, there was a little while there where they weren't sure if it was going to continue. And thankfully, Tina saw the vision. And, you know,
did she pick up the pieces? Was it going to dissolve? Is that...
I don't really know any of the details of it.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that there were going to be changes. And there was a little while there where there was uncertainty. And so the fact that Tina saw the vision and just the things that she's been talking about with the contributions that the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic makes to the community and linking that to art and specifically this event, which is is my favorite event of the year in Prescott. And I know, Danny, you haven't been here that long to even
I used to take my children to them. There's pictures in some of the photos. There's pictures of my kids when they were like three at the events when I lived here 6 years ago. And we just did it last year. And my husband did like a cactus and stuff, and it was on a bunch of stuff. Like, we've been going for a while, but I noticed this year when I went, well, it was April, so it would be 2015 when I came back. It was, they had 3-year-olds doing dance recitals and all the schools performing. And when I saw it 6 years ago, I don't think that was happening. So if that was your idea, kudos. But we saw all the kids in the community performing in one way or another at the event. And I think that made it even more special.
So you did go to the one last year?
Yes.
Oh, you were at the one last year. Okay.
Yes. I just didn't know you yet.
Okay. Great.
And you walked by and admired his work, and you guys didn't even get a chance to know each other.
No, well, I saw a lady. What I saw was coolest thing is she had like a bamboo stick, and she stuck the chalk on the end so she didn't have to get on her knees and wreck her knees. That's what I'm into. I'm all about getting some of those sticks.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what we do have, Danny, is we have chalked tile so that if you're in a wheelchair or you can't get down on the ground and you want to participate, you put that tile on your lap, you chalk it up, we take that tile, we put it in a square, and you're part of that mural.
You know, it really goes to the point, what Tina's saying, is the thoughtfulness that has gone into this event from the beginning, and the dedication, again, has really made it something that is a very vibrant event. And it's something that has become a must-do event for families.
You've really never seen a bank parking lot look so good.
Yeah. No.
And what's so neat is that, you know, one of my favorite things about it is that at this point, they have, because it's so well done, and now it's got a little bit of momentum, you know, going into the eighth year this year, the talent that the organizers have been able to bring from out of town. And it's because of the community effort of supporting this event, but obviously the organization to get all the sponsors together and actually bring in talent from out of town and have that talent be working, these professionals, be working next to children, families.
Right.
The combination of what that is it's a fantastic event for the community. I have been coming down, like I said, since the second year. And it's something that I have done with my daughter every year.
Who's a very talented artist in her own right.
Oh, Shay? Mm-hmm. No, what's great is I have a little boy named Ben, and Ben and Shay are like, let's go write poetry in the park. And I have a son, Shay's age, and he's like, oh, I'm a big football boy. Hey, Shay, how you going? And she's like, me and Ben are going to the park to do poetry. Like, it's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
I'm into the poetry, not the football.
Right.
So Shayla loves Chalk It Up. She loves coming down, hanging out with her friends for the weekend. She loves doing the artwork. She loves that it's, you know, just a community. It feels safe. It's a community supported. Everything is free to come down and do it. And the energy that happens there in that parking lot is a very special thing. And having Tina and the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, you know, be the leaders in keeping it going and raising the awareness for mental health and the connection between art and mental health, I think, is absolutely perfect. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing.
Right, and Annie, you came from New York. How long have you been in our area, and what do you see?
I've been here for 5 months, so not that long.
When did you come then?
I came in August.
After me. Okay, I came back in April.
Yeah.
So it was sweaty in New York when you left, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little humid. That's what I love about Arizona.
Yeah.
Humidity. But so far, I've seen everyone, like, knows each other, and I was so shocked because it's a little bigger here than where I grew up, but no one where I'm from even cares about what their neighbor's doing.
No, and I'm from rural parts of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. When you smile, people look at you like, what does she want?
Exactly. Like, so it's a different environment, and I think it's amazing, and I'm looking forward to Chalk It Up so much to just see what
everyone's
talking about.
Are you starting to feel like it's home now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm here for a year, and I'll be sad when I have to go.
Right,
she is available if she does fall in love. She might not leave the Prescott area.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, but that's not the kind of radio show this is.
I'm not allowed
to say radio, but Matt left. It's actually a podcast.
Podcast.
I've been almost fired for saying
radio. I thought I'd throw that out
radio.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you could see Annie's face right now.
Yeah, you embarrassed me. You embarrassed me.
One of the most amazing things that, and I know in New York, I just interviewed Jonathan Best a week ago.
Okay.
And he was telling his story and how many times he turned down fame to be a real person. You know, he makes enough money to live. He almost got a gig with the B-52s, and they said, can you bring out your soundboard? And he goes, it's a big hassle. So he blew the gig. He turned down the B-52s. Because he turned down all these big gigs, he wound up going to Kenya for 4 years, really experiencing the culture of the families in Kenya and how important music is on a daily regimen for the people around there. They dance, they sing over everything, and how he wound up coming to Prescott and starting his not-for-profit. So in New York, and sometimes even as an artist, we get this competitive way because we need to make money. Mm-hmm. We need to prove to the world. Sometimes we feel we need to prove to the world it's the actual real job. So, you know, we're not just flaky and like hanging out and eating yogurt and painting, you know. What are you looking at, Matt Santos? So
he wants some yogurt.
He made me breakfast the other day.
Hey, you better
right. Don't
that.
Tell his wife.
No, you better explain that.
No, I was broken. I was doing some paperwork at his house. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't even think about that. They started about dating. So, but I was over at his house to learn how to edit the shows and learn how to do some more of the computer stuff that happens with the podcast. And I just went to his house because every time we go to Safeway in Chino, everybody knows us, so we can't get any work done because every time we sit there in the kiosk, they're all like, ooh. And we tried fries, Starbucks. And
are you saying you're a celebrity in Chino?
It's kind of funny. This one guy wants to be on our show so bad, he gets up and sings. He sees Matt. Every time he sees Matt and he knows we have a show, he just gets up and sings. And Matt's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, keep singing, you know. But actually, Fry's and Safeway in Prescott took all their Wi-Fi out. So if you go into the kiosk to buy Starbucks or anything like that, you can't sit down and use Wi-Fi.
Really?
They even took the outlets out because their theory is, if you have to go somewhere else for Wi-Fi, and this was a day that, you know, like you couldn't go to the library was closed. If you go somewhere else for Wi-Fi, you're going to buy a more expensive, better coffee with more shots of espresso in it so that you take it to where you're going where they don't have coffee. So that's their theory. So they pulled all the stuff out. Just have to say that. No.
That is not a good theory.
No.
Boycott.
Totally disagree.
Right. So that's why he made me breakfast, because it was quieter at his house. He's happily married. His dog barked at me the entire time. So anyway, what I was saying about getting people together is it just seems like it's a time. And, you know, what Jonathan Best had told me was when he lived in New York, people go to New York to make it big. Just like Hollywood. They go there in hopes of making it big. And of course, that's always, you know, something we want and desire, or some of us do, some of us don't, some of us just want to make a living. But what I found in Prescott is that's not the main motivation. Not that people don't want to go leave Prescott. Like, for instance, Wes Williams Band, they play here, but they tour other places, you know, the Halakaya.
And they have left. You know, Wes has left and lived in L.A. for a while, and he's come back.
Right.
There are benefits of being in a nice town.
And did you say Jim Sobo was the other one with the Howling Coyotes that was...
Jim Sobo.
We just interviewed him. Matt just interviewed him a week ago. Howling Coyotes...
Reunion tour. He works for Wes. They have a PICA guidance clinic.
Yeah.
And does vocational rehab for people. Helps them find jobs and integrate into community and society to where they're comfortable and they're... being productive and building confidence.
And he's also having a gig to help.
He is having a gig Cinco de Mayo at Black Hole.
Yes. And Black Hole Brewing. It's kind of near Dry Gulch, if you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Iron Springs Road.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Right. So all these people that have either left to make it big or they still tour, they come back to Prescott and they actually care. I'm interviewing Parker Smith shortly. And Parker Smith, he actually approached me and he saw some of the podcasts from the show. And he was like, I think this is great that you're talking to people instead of just saying, oh, here's a musician or an artist. Here's a couple of songs.
Well, Parker's an amazing person.
Right. And he wants to give back as well. So I just think it's amazing where we are that we're giving back anywhere. So where can we find you if we want to donate, get involved with West Yavapai? Can you tell us your job description? You gave me the name before, but I forgot.
I'm a development coordinator. And what that kind of means is I do what I'm told. No.
No, I thought Anne does what you tell her.
Annie sorta. Does. No, we're community liaisons, and we are trying to build funds, and we write grants, we work with donors, we work with events, we work with sponsors. We're kind of, I've been a one-woman shop for several years, and I am blessed to have Annie this year to help us build capacity so that we can get more things done and do more things that we need to in the community.
And I'm the whole organization is behind you, I'm sure, in all your
exactly.
efforts.
Yeah. And so it's easy to reach us at www.ygc.org. Mm-hmm. My name is Tina Blake. I can easily be reached at 445-5211. Mm-hmm. That is the phone number, and just ask for me. But when you were talking about knowing people, I got to know Jeff really well last year. And we were putting on our annual Ghost Talk, which is another art collaboration. It's a play. And it's at the Prescott Center for the Arts on Ghost Stories. And we had a problem where we needed to come up with this way of doing these clips to put on the handouts that we were handing out. And the committee came up with us making these paper ghosts and gluing them to clothespins and then glowing these little bobbly eyes, and over 1,000 of them.
Oh.
And Annie and I looked at each other and went,
probably not.
I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
I went into Custom Sticker Makers, showed Erin it for a second, and said, help me out. She came up with the design, stickers, and a heartbeat, and saved us all this energy and time. I mean, amazing customer service, amazing work from Custom Sticker Makers. And had I not gotten to develop this relationship and know Jeff and know his team on how, what they could accomplish and how great they were, I would have been sitting there gluing these googly eyes on these clothespins for probably a week's worth of my life.
Right. Well, it's funny. And this is what I'm saying about this area. It's amazing. We're sitting here at Granite Mountain Brewing. The first time I met Jeff was here at Granite Mountain Brewing. Wound up being the arts coordinator. It was about Tsunami on the Square. And I was here performing, acting.
Another great event.
Acting, having an art show, and performing. And R from Mural Mice was like, this is my friend Jeff. And he started talking to me about prints and stickers. And I was like, oh, that's going to cost money. I'm so busy. You know, like being an artist, you're like, well, I need to find the cheapest way to do everything because my stuff costs money. And, you know, I still wasn't here that long. It was still April.
You work like a nonprofit.
Yeah, right.
So just to clarify, Custom Sticker Makers is my custom printing business that we started back in 2007. And love working with everybody in the community. And Tina, I mean, we're a sponsor of Chalk It Up. And that's really where we started connecting with Tina. And obviously, we've sponsored Chalk It Up for a while. But, man, again, all of the hard work that goes into that, it makes it a valuable part of what we do to give back to the community as a business.
Right.
And to make that available.
Right. But my point individually about the personal story and not wanting to spend money on these prints is how amazing it was to get prints and stickers from Jeff, and that is also one of his community services.
Well, and you keep it forever.
Not only that,
and
he loves...
you have this beautiful vision.
He loves to work with people and artists. He's actually went
that's
out
right.
of... What's that?
That's right. I love
well,
working
this
with
isn't a commercial.
Artists.
Like, that's the thing, is it's not a commercial. I'm just saying what I know from this right? person. He... we have an artist that lives in Dewey, Humboldt, and she's an amazing artist, Rainbow Westland, and her paintings you could stare at for hours. She's kind of shy. She lives in the middle of Dewey, Humboldt, hauls her water, doesn't like to see people, so she asks other people to represent her artwork. And she's on a fixed income, whatnot. When she comes out and talks to you, it's amazing. She can tell you all about her work, but she's shy. And Jeff, actually, we brought paintings to him. He photographed them by hand. Usually, you go to a printer, and they're like, send me some high-definition prints, or you can't get any work. Jeff actually went out of his way, and I'm not sure he wants me to advertise that, but he has actually been a very kind individual, went out of his way above and beyond, and Erin.
Yeah, you know, her work is very special, and it was great to be able to work with her, and obviously, you know, I love working with artists, and I will go out of my way to work with artists because
he does, and
I'm
that's
an
still
artist
a
myself,
community service.
And so those are the people I love working with.
Right, and you are a sponsor for Chalk It Up, but also there's a special time coming for you this month, too.
Yeah, we're actually going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary. And so my business, Infamous Network, started in April 1996, was when we sent out our first catalog. And so we're coming up on 20 years now of independent art.
Is that possible? He looks so young.
Right? Matt said that to us the other day, and we're like, art keeps you young. What, you don't get it?
I started young. What can I say? I mean, I had a vision along with my friend John. We started the business, you know, actually started in 95, started really preparing and doing everything. We got our first sticker catalog together in 96, silkscreened them. Silkscreened thousands and thousands and thousands of stickers from 96 to 2007.
What was your first big hit?
You know, that's a good question. You know, it's interesting because through the years, we've had to retire designs that are a little slower sellers. And, you know, of course, we've had bestsellers along the way. And we do have designs that were in our original catalog that are still in our line. I think that God Bless the Freaks is one that has become synonymous with the business because that has been a bestseller. And John did a sticker that says Namaste back.
That's probably currently busy.
That is our all-time bestseller. And John came up with that idea, and we were printing that idea back in the late 90s.
And for those of you that don't know what that means, it means...
The spirit in me respects the spirit in you. I bow to the spirit in you. It's really honorable, you know, about respect, ultimately.
I have one on my car. You get what you give.
Yes, that is another one that was from pretty early, pretty early on. For the first 10 years or so, we came out with a catalog about every year and developed point-of-purchase displays that we've sold to stores all around the country.
Right, and he's got peaceful animals, like some are just visual things, but all of them are very positive sayings. When I thought about my own sticker line, I'd probably be the sarcastic one. Mine would be like sarcastic concepts.
Humor always does well, but really we're focused on positive ideas and progressive ideas and consciousness, human consciousness, the conscious evolution, taking that forward in a way. And the beautiful thing about what I do and why I still love doing it is because... somebody buys a sticker, it doesn't really have to do with me as the artist. It has to do with the fact that they connect with that idea and want to put that idea in the world themselves. So it's really about them. And I'm a conduit to be able to put these ideas in the world and allow people to express themselves.
Right. And you also do your own artwork.
I do all kinds of stuff.
And that is a different... That is not Roots Concept. Oh, no, that's Roots Concept.
It's all Root Concepts. Okay. Basically, my line of stickers and artwork are called Root Concepts. And essentially, it is what it says. It's getting back to the roots. We're getting back to the core of what matters. And a lot of people, you know, the one thing that we really try and have with our sticker line as a whole is depth, to be able to really, again, put ideas out in the world that contribute to conscious evolution. And people can be trite about stickers as bumper sticker, you know, but the truth of it is that I have always thought that it is a spark of inspiration. It's not necessarily the answer, but my own personal philosophy is to live into the question.
It's always a reminder.
Ask the question. Yeah, it's a little spark there. It's a little reminder. It's a little something to think about, to actually... And one of the things that was in our original mission statement is to encourage people to think for themselves and be creative.
So you got to think. You see Jeff's stickers all over town, and he also does Granite Mountain Brewing stickers.
That's right. Custom Sticker Makers does. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does different business stickers as well. But if I don't put stickers on my car, but I put them on my computer, I put them on my purse, I put them on other places. But when you do drive around, there's a chance you're going to see, or even if you're walking around, you're going to see one of Jeff's stickers. So we're sitting here talking about how amazing Prescott is and all of your parts in that. But think about it. 20 years ago, how much of this change could actually be Jeff's stickers? It could be quite a lot.
It's not about me. Ultimately, again, it's not about me. It is about that we have been supported for the last 20 years. The ideas that we have put out into the world have connected with people, and that has allowed us to continue to do it. And I mean, it's a labor of love for the most part, you know. It's a challenge to be an independent artist, but I really firmly believe that it's more important now than ever to be an independent artist.
And it's an important job.
It's certainly inspiring, especially, you know, having met you in this past year, Danny, and seeing all the things that you're doing. And there are so many amazing independent artists
in our local community here who are really doing amazing things.
Right, and I don't want to say this can be done in other areas, but I can tell you that I've tried this in other areas, and it doesn't flow quite as wonderfully as it does here.
Why
for me.
Do you?
And
why
that could
think
be a
that?
Personal situation for myself. It could be because I thrive more on the sunny weather, and this could just be my home. But I don't know. I hear two sides. I came from such a conservative town in Pennsylvania that people. I have heard from the more liberal side of Prescott, oh, the rodeo is, you know, a bunch of racist old-timers. And I've heard, you know, they're mean to animals. And I know that all this stuff goes on everywhere in the world. That's why there's no elephants in the circus anymore. You know what I mean? But that Western side of me was how I was raised. And from the conservative, and then they say that Prescott downtown. I've heard these opinions from other people. I've heard Chino Valley's a bunch of hicks and rednecks. I've heard Prescott Valley's a mini Phoenix. I've heard that Prescott is very aristocratic and, you know, like waspy. I've heard all these things, but you know what? It is not as bad as you see. Well, first of all, it comes back to the fact that you need to focus on the positive and focus on the glowing souls and, you know, focus on that and bring more light to that. But also from some other places in the world, this is like better than Santa Cruz and more open than some of the craziest towns ever, my experience.
Well, I've heard that from people that have lived in Sedona and then they've moved to Prescott, that they thought Sedona would be more open than Prescott, but they found that Prescott was more open living in the Prescott area. Right. I just think we have a unique group of people, all very different.
It's the time
but
we're
very
coming in.
Open to try to be accepting to others and others' opportunities. And I think as long as we try not to talk but use our ears to listen, we right. learn so much more about people and what they have to achieve. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us as a community to keep growing, even with differences of opinions.
Absolutely.
You see that every day if you read the Courier.
Right. Right. And
any of the comments.
Right. The fear. Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's out there. There are some people that are closed-minded. But I think the open-minded people that are talking and listening and having conversations will be enlightened. And I think putting these simple messages out there through a sticker,
right,
through the visual arts, these are safe ways to have conversations. That's why I think that there's so much beauty in art. Is it's a great way to start conversations, and it's a safe place. If you go to a play or you see a movie and then you start this conversation, you can have these conversations and it's safe.
Right.
And it opens up people's eyes.
That's a really beautiful point. And to that point and to what you were talking about earlier about creating art and actually how that affects mental health. And so being inspired by the artwork around you and bringing that back to your own practice, whatever your art is. We make a sticker that says everyone's an artist. That's one that's been around for almost 20 years.
I need a few of those.
And the truth of it is that everyone's an artist. Like what Danny was saying earlier, you're a people artist, right? And so obviously the gravity of the influence of what you are doing because of the vision that you have and your role in the community makes a difference. It makes a difference in your commitment to the arts around that. Because look, even as an artist, and now I identify myself as an artist and have for 20 years, it's still hard at times for me to have the discipline to actually do my art, right? Because of the distractions we were talking about earlier, because of those things.
I got dogs, horses, and kids.
There's so many reasons why it's like, oh, I'm just gonna do it later. But you know what? What you were saying is so true about how art and mental health are connected. I've had some things happen in the last week where, you know, some things have like literally broken, right? And like, oh, and more bills and more this and that. And now, you know, inconvenience, et cetera. But what's happened is I don't have access to my computer, right? And so what happened is I sat there looking at my easel and I'm like, of course I have something to do. Of course I have something to do. And so that's what I've been doing for the past couple of days. And it's always available to me, which is great. But I need to be reminded in my own head that that ultimately it comes down to me making it a priority because it is good for my mental health and because it is good for my expression and my ability to put things out there.
And
when
that's
I do,
coming
it's
from
received.
An artist.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That you need to be reminded.
Of course. All the time.
And we are so human. That's a beautiful story, Jeff, because we are so human and we all need to be reminded of these things.
Right. No, there are times that I cry and I call my husband at work and I go, I mean, this happens and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm an artist. You know, he's like, He doesn't answer because he's so supportive. He's not even going to feed into that garbage. Yeah. You know what I mean? But there are times that we struggle and it's important.
You know, the reason why I connected, I think, with you right away, Danny, when I met you is because what's inspiring to me about you is the drive that you have as your own brand of independent artist and what you do with that. And again, like, I've been doing it for 20 years, but that's something that never gets old, meeting somebody like that. It is a new fire, you know? It really is like, oh, this person is doing it. And even though I've been doing it for a long time, it's not like, you know, as an independent artist, again, it's challenging. It's not like there's times where I look around and I go, you know, like, who cares about this? Who cares about this? But thankfully, you know, I've been able to, through events like Chalk It Up, go downtown and draw something and have people say, oh, what you're doing is valuable and I appreciate it. And to have Danny, who's a coordinator here at Granite Mountain Brewing, say, hey, you know, you have some artwork that I think would look good on the wall here, and offer me a chance to be able to show people the things that I'm doing.
Right. So some of the nice news is I'm not only the coordinator here, I'm also the coordinator now at Nasty Dogs. And thank you for all your compliments. But now, if you have something racy, because there's a lot of family members with young children that come to Granite Mountain Brewing, if you have something with skulls or hearts or boobs or what have you,
cookies?
Fire, flames, cookie guns, they asked. I told them about your piece, Jeff. Jeff has. And we're at Granite Mountain Brewing where this all went down, but we all love each other so much. Honesty is important here. Jeff had his own art show. It was very successful. He had pieces from $2 to $600. And he had a piece that was a giant rifle. It was an automatic rifle.
It's a cookie. It was a cookie.
And no. It was a gun-shaped cookie with little pink sprinkly stuff, like a sugar cookie that we all have at Christmas, only it wasn't freaking Santa. It was a gun. So it was asked to be taken down from Granite Mountain Brewing because we want to keep it open to all people and not even attempt to offend anybody because that's their atmosphere and every place is different. I told Nasty Dogs today about your piece and they were like, can we get that here?
Oh, well, there you go.
Just so you know.
Somebody appreciates it and wants it.
Right. And
that's
a message.
And
for
I respect,
somebody.
You know, Granite Mountain Brewing, again, has been very, very kind
in
letting me show artwork here. They're awesome. I definitely was wondering about that. You know, I don't normally get censored. And so, but clearly that is a particular piece. It's a painting that I did a couple of years ago, right after the Sandy Hook thing happened.
Yeah.
And that came out of me in just a couple of weeks after that happened, because obviously that was an incredibly riveting event. And it's called Cookies Kill. And
you could take that. Being like, you know, when I clean out my system and I'm no corn syrup, no sugar, no GMOs, I took it as cookies might actually kill.
No matter how you feel about guns or cookies, the truth of it is that I like to do things that are provocative every now and then. That's really what art is about, is to be able to, again, live into the question about what is the artist trying to say here. That's how we learn and grow from each other, if you ask me.
Have the conversations.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Right.
What do you see in that? What do you think he was thinking when he did this?
Well, right? and through the years,
wow.
You know, when I've done stickers and people are like, what's your favorite sticker? Or what does this sticker mean to you? Generally, I just answer, what does it mean to you? Because that's really the thing, is that for me to explain it all, honestly, going back to our original mission statement, think for yourself. You know, let's hear it from you. That's the whole point of why I do what I do, is so you can form your own idea.
But Jeff and I argue because he claims he's an introvert, and in ways he is because he's focused. That doesn't make you an introvert. That does not make you an introvert. I'm just saying.
One of my goals is to have a little higher profile and talk about the last 20 years and the things that I've learned as being an independent artist. And so thank you, Danny, for having me on your show. And
you're not allowed to leave.
That.
I'm not done. See, I totally confronted him about the introvert thing, and
you know
he
what?
Just froze.
You can come see him at Chalk It Up.
That's right.
And
I'm in front of him.
He would be willing to talk to you.
I got to tell you another thing too, Danny. Another thing that I'm doing, which is a great event that has been going on for a while, is painting over at the Birdcage on Tuesdays. I mean, people are coming out and they're doing artwork, and I've done it for the last 3 weeks, and I got to say, it's a lot of fun to do.
His pieces are amazing. I saw a javelina, a scene with a boat, and then I saw his amazing sunflower. That's on Tuesdays.
I just had two neighbors. Two of my neighbors went there last Tuesday.
Really?
And had a blast.
Tina, can I get you there? Can we go do that? Can we go paint?
I so want to. I want to. Yes, I will do it.
Okay, and since you're her assistant, you're going to join, right? But you're going to paint your
Let's
own painting.
Let's do it. Sounds great.
All right, so next Tuesday we can do that.
When you were talking about inspiration, having Annie come into the office, being out of college,
fresh blood, new fire ideas,
it has been nothing but a benefit. So I encourage anybody, bring interns in, bring youth in. They see things in a whole different way that inspires you in a different direction. And I don't know how many of us in our community take advantage of that by talking to the high schools, talking to students, getting students coming in and sharing ideas. But
I get to do career day soon. I get to do career day at Chino Valley. I'm so excited.
That's wonderful. That's so perfect.
Yeah. Back to Jeff being an introvert, and I'm not going to focus on that.
I'm coming out right now. Here it is. I'm coming out. And
see, have you heard him talk and talk so passionately and caring about the area that he obviously is not. He's just very focused. And sometimes when you're focused, you have to shut everybody out so that you can focus. But Jeff, you have a new project coming. Tell us about your goals and projections for your new project.
What project are you referring to?
podcast.
I got a lot of projects coming. So
the podcast.
Oh, yes. So, yes, something that I have had in mind over the past year, actually, and been really trying to do, is to talk into a microphone a little bit more and actually go into depth behind, kind of expand on the sticker ideas and expand on the philosophy of my business. Because a lot of people, they look at my business and they're like, well, you make stickers. And the truth of it is that my business is an idea that my business is something that contributes to putting conscious ideas in the world. Stickers are just the kind of the vehicle to be able to do that and allow people to do that. And so, as Danny was saying a little earlier, I have kind of intentionally taken a pretty low profile and just allowed my artwork to speak for me. But through the urging of many of my friends and
right, and I'm not one of them. I would never do that.
People I work with through the years and stuff. You know, everybody's saying, you know, you gotta throw it out there a little bit more, and you gotta make yourself a little more available and start talking about these ideas a little more in depth.
Thank you, Audra.
And so, so Danny has volunteered to help me do that, and we are going to be recording several. Different podcasts, and I'll be posting it on my blog on my website, neverbetter.com. And my other website's customstickermakers.com, because everybody can put their own ideas out in the world with custom stickers. It's a great way to do it.
Can I say something?
No, feel free.
Okay, that is so true. One of the things Jeff and Custom Sticker Makers did last year for Chalk It Up is they gave a discount and a coupon that if you use a special coupon code, you could get 25 stickers for $25.
And that's going to be happening again this year.
And so I took pictures of what my children chalked and made stickers of that. They were able to give it to friends and family members, and what a cherished memory to keep that going. They've stuck it on their binders, on the kayak.
Yep.
You know, it's part of everything, and what an amazing thing to be able to do.
Well, and what's interesting is that at Chalk It Up, those pieces of artwork, the originals, are very temporary. Especially if you've done Chalk It Up for a few years, you know. If the wind starts blowing a little bit, or even from the beginning to the end, the pieces get a little windblown. It doesn't take very much. And I tell you what, it goes on a Saturday and a Sunday, and the bank is open on Monday, right? So it gets driven on to take a nice photograph of your image and make it a sticker. Makes it much more of a permanent piece of art. And you're able to, like what Tina was saying, give it out, give it to your friends and family, you know, have it be something that, again, contributes to the beauty of the event of Chalk It Up.
I'm so blessed just to be with all the...
And when like, my daughter would show that, like, she's, you know, I don't want to say she's a perfectionist, but she's like, oh, that didn't
Is
turn out...
Is this your older daughter or
my
your
older
one?
Okay. This didn't turn out the exact way I wanted it to.
Right.
You know, but I'm like, look at the beauty in this and that. And people were amazed that she could create that in just, you know, an hour on the ground.
You know, it's so neat that you were able to give that to your children, because it validates them in a way that gives them confidence and helps them recognize that the time and energy and whatever, the sweat and the, you know, sore knees and sore bones and a little bit of sunburn maybe or something, you know, that it takes to actually be a part of the event of Chalk It Up really is valuable, and it's something that people appreciate even beyond the event. And so that's why I love contributing that to it, because I can definitely see that happen as well. And, you know, the other thing that we did with Chalk It Up is we have taken some of the, there's always an audience choice award mm-hmm. at the end of Chalk It Up, and we actually have printed stickers of the winner, of the winner's piece of the audience choice award, and we made that part of our donation. And so now they have a little bit of an inventory of a bunch of really amazing pieces that if you're at the event, you can buy those as well and help contribute to the event yourself. So
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, over 800 kids chalked a square. There was over 1,440 squares chalked. There was about 5,000 people that came to the event.
Wow.
Wow. The whole
I wonder if there's any other event in Prescott where you can say 800 kids did something together, you know, like that's pretty neat.
And just for the kids to be on the ground doing that was just such a beautiful experience. And with art being taken out of the schools more and more, they don't get that opportunity. But by coming to Chalk It Up and getting a free thing of chalk, getting on the ground, drawing something, being creative, that child has that opportunity to realize they can create anytime, anywhere, however they want, something that's theirs. And I think that's beautiful. And that's what's something about mental health.
Absolutely. We're here. This is the Kaleidoscope segment of the Mile High Show. If you want to find more episodes like this, check out milehighshow.com. We're here at Granite Mountain Brewing on 123 North Cortez Street. Audra just came over and filled us up with new microbrews. And also, before we wanted to head out and get all everybody's information before we go, we wanted to ask Annie some of your experience with AmeriCorps when you were in New York, because this is another thing that's healing and good for teens. No, she can sum this up. She's not, she doesn't have any beer in front of her. She should be fine.
Yeah, no, I'll make it quick. I'll go quick.
What is AmeriCorps?
Right? This is what I love about my job. I have a beer in my hand and I don't have a time limit. That's
perfect.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Oh, imagine.
At least you changed the batteries. I was watching it, silly.
Yeah. So I started my term in August, and I'm actually a VISTA here in Prescott. So this is the first time I've done AmeriCorps. And basically AmeriCorps is like the domestic Peace Corps. So you go on, and there's a bunch of different sites you could choose from, and you choose for what you're most passionate about. And I have a passion for mental health. I went to school for psychology. Mm-hmm. So I saw that West Yaupai Guidance Clinic had an opening, and I was like, oh, that sounds right up my alley. I'm going to see, I guess, trek over to Arizona and see
wow.
how I can help alleviate poverty in Prescott.
You went all the way across the country. Did you know for a long time that psychology and mental health was your thing?
In high school, I had a feeling, and then I just pursued it further in college, and now here I am trying to figure out what I want to do with psychology.
Right, I just think you wanted to understand people more so you could do your art form just like Tina.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm really into behavior. I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
We could probably just take all our whole listenership list and give it to her.
Her listenership list? Oh, that's right. I think Matt...
for behavior.
Could benefit from mental health. Absolutely. No, he actually asked me the other day. He's like, what's wrong with your people? I'm like, I don't judge.
No. Matt, we are your people.
Right?
No.
So one last time, I want the dates of these events. I also want the date of your opening. Was there any other dates we needed to know here? No. And except for our kids' play.
Oh,
May 12th,
May.
The weekend of May 12th at
exactly.
St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The Big Bad Musical.
What are the dates of
Chalk It Up? April 16th through 17th. Watch out for May. There's going to be all sorts of wonderful things happening for Mental Health Awareness Month. In July, we're hoping to bring in some comedians that talk about mental health specifically. And their issues, which is a lot of excitement going on. But we have lots of fun things happening. Check us out, wygc.org. /give is the foundation. And we hope to see you on the ground chalking in April.
This would be
I'll be there.
This will be a good test because he says he listens all the time. Dan Nightingale, get a hold of her for that comedy event.
Dan Nightingale, I talked to you about him at lunch. He's a dementia specialist, and he's also a comedian.
Oh, we would love for him to participate. It's we're
you
bringing
met
it.
Him yet. Don't you don't want it.
Oh, we don't.
The
oh.
Doc comic. He's got a British accent and usually has a purple mohawk. He's hilarious. You
oh
do.
Well,
you do.
He got me. I got them with the mohawk. That right there. I love it. I love it.
We had Comedy of the Ranch at his house. He's very supportive of the arts. Jeff, where do we find you? When's your anniversary?
Okay, so if you want to have custom stickers made, customstickermakers.com, or you can call local 928-776-4143 and talk to Erin. She will hook you up. Infamous Network Root Concepts is at neverbetter.com. And the best way to follow us is just subscribe to the newsletter. Same thing with Custom Sticker Makers. Or follow us on all the social media. You can find us on Facebook. Infamous Network presents Root Concepts on Instagram, Pinterest, all of them. You know, we're pretty much there. And
you can even walk in if you need help.
And that's right.
Really?
We actually
They're
have,
so sweet.
Yeah, we got a
I just
little
took
shop.
My son's iPod. I was just about to walk in.
Our little shop is up off of Willow Creek Road. It's 1050 Willow Creek Road, number 5. We're behind Goodyear, right off of Willow Creek Road. So come in and say hi. I got all my artwork up there. We got the shop running during weekdays, and Erin will be happy to help you out with whatever it is you need. So
Matt, we know where to find you. You're at milehighshow.com. What? I said it right like several times. I'm still not fired. If you need to find me, if you want to be on the show, if
and
you
get fired from volunteering.
If you want to be on the show, it's milehighshow.com. If you want to find me, I'm on Facebook. I'm Danny Fisher. Website is dannyfisher.gallery. If you want to submit artwork to me so that I can help you find a place, or if you want help getting your motivation together, your organization for your artwork, you can call me directly, 610-823-3742, or you could email me at howlinhands, H-O-W-L-I-N, no G, at hotmail.com. What were you going to say, Tina?
That's what I was going to say. You're an amazing artist yourself, and they should check out your artwork.
Yes, I have tons of artwork, but this is one of my art forms. Never
and
mind
Jeff's
about me.
Art.
I get
They're
plenty.
Amazing artists.
I get plenty of attention. Don't worry about me. Alrighty,
not
signing
by your
out.
Boss.
Thank you, Danny.
Right, not by my boss. It wasn't a sexy breakfast. It was just breakfast. It was coffee and breakfast because we didn't want to be bothered while we were working. So technically, we're introverts, aren't we?
Keep
signing out
work,
on the Mile High Show Kaleidoscope. Thank you for dialing in. Remember to live in the creative spirit. Celebrate your creative life. Thank you.
Just been the family business. I'm bought for the price of a flagon of rice. The wind buffs the cannon. You speak of your life, or more willingly looking at me. Your despise, so I feel. As I soak on the wrath that you didn't quite mask, I'm getting it clearly through alternate paths, so mixed in with the signal, yes. But who can unlearn all the facts that I've learned? I sat in their chairs and my synapses burned. The torture of chalk does collect on my tongue. The thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my massive pictures as they come slowly undone. In this way till I'm old, can I live while I'm young? Can I live while I'm young? Jasmine tonight, I plug the distress to my diet.
say as it flutters away to where all this emotion is kept harmless at bay. Not to educate somebody's brain. But who can unlearn all the facts that I've learned? I sat in the chairs and my synapses burn. The torture of chalk that collects on my tongue. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my best statistics as they come slowly undone. This way's my mold, can I live while I'm